Volume of forgotten lore. While I nodded, nearly snapping, suddenly there appeared a tapping, rapping, as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "To some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this, nothing more. Open here, I flung the shutter, went with many a flirt and flutter, and there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore, that the least obeisance made me. Not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of palace just above my chamber door. Perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the continents it wore. "Through thy crest he's shorn and shaven, thou," I said, "art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient, raving, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's plutonium shore," quoth the raven, "nevermore." Much, much I marveled this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being never yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door. Bird or beast above the sculpture, bust above his chamber door, with such a name as nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on the placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Nothing further than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, "Other friends have flown before, on the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before." Then the bird said, "Nevermore." But the raven still beguiling all my sad soul into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and busted door. Then upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt and ominous bird of yore meant to croak it nevermore. "Prophet," said I, "prophet still and bird or devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore," quoth the raven. All the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadows on the floor. my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted.